Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I, brothers and sisters, and we come to that time when we give thanks for reaching the start of a new Hebraic cycle, and we give thanks with the Hebrew blessing. Yehi Ratzon Melfaneka Adonai Eloheinu Ve'elohei Aboteinu Shetech Hadash Eleinu Shana Toba U'metuka Ve'adoneinu Yeshua HaMoshiach Lekabod Melke Melakim Kalamawi Haile Selassie. Amen. May it be your will, Lord, our God, and the God of our fathers, that you renew for us a good and sweet year in our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. Glory be the King of Kings, Keremawi Haile Selassie, Haile Selassie the First. Amen. Yes, I, Rastafari. Lashana Tova. Shalom.
Abba Father, for that atonement that he has provided and I receive, and may the I and I be sealed for good sealing for a new Shana, B'Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adoni I, Yeshua I HaMoshiach I. Glory be the King, Kadamah HaSalasi. Yes, I, Rastafari, so, 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 Rastafari, so,
B'mezmor Dawi, Zitnahule. Besma'ab, Owel, Women, Feskadu, Sahadu, Amla, Amen. Kibber the Kalu, Kibber the Kitsu, Kibber the Hailu, Kibber the Kadamah, we Hailu, Mila. Ja! Rastafari. I judge your way on with. I judge your way on with. Hey, ten bestella. Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest. Yeah. A good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten strings, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought is the purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Send bet salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send bet salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when God's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Shabbat Shalom. Songs for the days of rest well inside your home. And still, ten beds alive. Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest well. Oh well. thy children sing and praise thy power. exciting sound. A celebration across the nation. Jah Jah gonna spin you round. Israelite, hear me now. Mount Zion calling me far. To Jah Jah I always move to home. Jaja is calling, relay and shoelace. Spin them, Jaja, spin them, and keep the light burning. Keep the world turning, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Rewind and come back, selector.
Shana Tova, Shana Tova, Omatuka, happy, 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 yeah, Shalanda.
Keep the fire burning, boy, yo, 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 we lay in true light. Thank you.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shalom, Israel, Israel, shalom, shalom.
Che ci
vuole noi?
Thank you.
like Shalom, my brother, Shalom, my sister, Shalom, Shalom, I give you love, I give you peace, Shalom, 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 my brother, Shalom, my sister, Shalom, Shalom, I give you love, I give you peace, Shalom, Shalom, that's minor.
Shana Tova, Shana Tova Umatuka, for a good and a sweet new year. Hear, hear the Yom, Yom, the Yom, day one for the Yom Ha Teruah, the day of the trumpets, the day of the rams, the blast of the ram's horn. First day of the seventh month, the seventh moon, initiating the ingathering at the end of the year. The end of the year right here with the three feasts, the three festivals, the Day of Trumpets. Here first up, Yom HaTeruah, the day of the sounding of the ram's horn, ringing that alarm. Right here, 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 corresponding to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, literally meaning the head, the Rosh, as we have Ras and Amharic here in the Hebrew, we have Rosh. Rosh, the head of Hashanah, the year Shana, also the reduplication, the repeating, the new cycle, new season here, often referred to as the Jewish or Judaic New Year. This is the first of the high holidays, also known as the Yamim Noraim, Yamim, the days, Nora, dread, or Noraim, the dreads, the day of the dreadful days, the days of awe. This is celebrated, I liberated here, 10 days before the Day of the Atonements, known as Yom HaKippurim, and often referred to in an abbreviated sense of Yom Kippur. More scripturally correct, Yom, the Day HaKippurim, of the coverings of the atonement. So here, for the Yom Teruah, Day of Trumpets, known as Rosh Hashanah, is observed on the first 2 days of the seventh month, the seventh moon, called Tishri, the seventh month of the Hebrew calendar when counting from the ecclesiastical, the holy year, according to Torah, roughly March, April time. So here we're at the seventh month, the seventh moon, according to the holy calendar, the calendar revealed in HaTorah. Here at the seventh month, the seventh moon, that in the later days and nowadays is often referred to by its post-Babylonian name of Tishri. Here, the seventh month, the seventh moon. This is described in HaTorah as the Yom HaTeruah, the day of the sounding, the teruah, the blast, the shout, the blast, the sounding of the ram's horn, the sounding of Ha Shofar. The shofar is the ram's horn, and the teruah is the blast. Now, there's more to this right here, here, here. Why? Why this day of the day is celebrated as the day of the ram's horn? What's the significance of the ram's horn? What's the connection between this fifth of the seven appointments, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, the feast, the festival of Jehovah that we have outlined in the book of Leviticus, the Orit Zelawiyan, the book of the Levites, the handbook of the priests, also known as Wayikra, called Leviticus chapter 23. So here, 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 the ram's horn right here. The sound of the ram's horn is intimately connected with the Day of Atonement. So it's like the ringing of the alarm before the Day of Judgment. The Day of Judgment, Hebraically, here in the season, the reason for the season right here. So here, the beginning of the year, the beginning of the civil year, at the end of the ecclesiastical, the churchical, the church in the wilderness, the churchical year, we say church for the called out assembly. And according to HaTorah, it was the church or the congregation, the aggregation in the wilderness. So here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 32. We're going to write up briefly here and then get into the High Holy Days reading here for day one, for day one. So let's go over, give an overview right here for the readings for day one coming forward, stretching forth the right hand of fellowship to the Chaburim, the brothers and the sisters, also for their contributions right here, 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 to this gathering right here on the ear and in the iris. So here we have day one for the Yom Teruah, the day of the sounding, the day of the blast of the ram's horn, a.k.a. Rosh HaShanah, the head of the year, the head of the civil year. So at the end of the churchical year, Hebraically speaking, right, doves right here with the beginning of the civil year. So firstly, we have the reading from the Torah. Then we have the prophet's reading, often referred to as a Haftarah. And then the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant reading. Firstly, in the Torah readings, we have Genesis chapter 21 for day one. And for day two, Genesis chapter 22. In the prophet's reading, we have 1 Samuel, 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 1, focus verses, verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 10, for day 1. For day 2, we have Jeremiah chapter 31, focus verses 1 to 19. In the Brit Hadasha, the New Covenant, the Renewed Covenant reading, often referred to as a New Testament reading, we have Matthew chapter 24, focus verses 29 to verse 36. Luke, the gospel according to Luke chapter 1, focus verses 39 to 55 for day one. For day two, we have 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, focus verses 13 to verse 18. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15, focus verses 51 to 54, verses 51 to 54 right here, here, here. Just a brief summary. Going to go into a little more details of the connection of the Day of Trumpets, the Yom Teruah, with the Yom Hadin. Yom Hadin. What is the Yom Hadin? The Judgment Day. Judgment Day. Right? Judgment Day. So here for the High Holy Days, and Hebraically, Judaically, this year is counted as 5784. 5784. There's a couple of themes about the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah, that are important. One is Rosh Hashanah. Right? Is it biblical? In what way is it biblical? And why do we say Rosh Hashanah really is the Day of Trumpets and the connection of the Yom Teruah
according to the scripture, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23. So if you go to Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23, and you begin reading from there, it's right here for this season, what's called the fall festival season, the autumnal festival season, the ingathering, the latter harvest, also referred to agriculturally as the latter harvest at the end of the year. The sacrifice of Yitzhak, a theme right here, Chaburim. Sacrifice of Yitzhak. Is it Hashanah, the year, or is it HaTeruah, the blast, the trumpets? The Nitzavim, which is the 51st Torah reading and feeding, also has a very close connection with the reason for the season. Take note. Teshuvah. What is Teshuvah? Teshuvah. Word often brought out in translation as repentance. Literally, it means like a turn, doing a turn. The context is like you're going the wrong direction and you have to do a 180. You know, so repentance, right, making that turn, that change, connected with Yah's love, with the love of Yah. The 10 days between this fifth of the seven feasts, the seven festivals, and the sixth, that comes up in 10 days. 10 days afterwards, the 10 days of awe, the Yamim Noraim, the 10 days of dread, Yamim Noraim. Rosh Hashanah. What about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah, and Yeshua? Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christ. A theme here in the season is the birth pangs. One of the key themes here in the season, the birth pangs of Moshiach, of Messiah. The turning back, or turning around, turning forward, making that turn to Yah, making that turn to Jah. Here in the season, it's a time of soul searching, time of repentance as a main theme. Also the Seh, Ha Elohim, the Seh. The Lamb of Elohim, the Bega Exiavi, the Lamb of the Sustainer, a theme here in the season. The significance, what is the significance of the shofar? Often generally referred to as trumpets, but for us in the study, we know there's a key difference between the ram's horn, the shofar, and the other horns, like the silver trumpets. Here, specifically, it's the ram's horn that is to be sounded on the Yom, Yawam Yom HaTeruah, the day of the blast. O King Messiah, Melech HaMoshiach, Moshiach HaMelech, the Messiah King and the King Messiah. And another theme right here, the meditation reason for the season is your day. Often people say the day, but what about your day? Your day of judgment. Greeting here in the season, Yom, right, for the Yom Teruah and for the Rosh Hashanah, the Shana Tova Umetuka, for a good and a sweet year. Yom, right, this day. So the Shana, Lashana, Shana is year. Tova is good in the feminine sense because the word Shana is feminine. So for a good year, Lashana Tova, and Metuka. What is Metuka? Metuka is for a good and a sweet year, Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting, some of the themes of what is consumed that is like the honey and, you know, the dates made from honey, and this is also the time of the harvest. So it's also connected agriculturally with the change of season, right? Those who are in the land would know in certain regions at this time, you know, is where the season, right? The season is changing. So it has both a earthly, right? Then the first type, the first thing, the earthly type is the earthly, we could say, revelation concerning the seasons change, concerning the first and here at the latter harvest. So there are two main harvests in the Shana in the year. So here, Rosh Hashanah, right, actually begins on the eve before, right, the eve before at sundown, right, the Yom Teruah. Now, according to certain of the ancient Judaic tribe traditions and the Yehudi thinking, this holy day, this holiday, it commemorates creation. Here's what's interesting. We say the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, also in the, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and with the Melkam, Addis Ahmet, around this time in this season, usually September 11th or in the leap year, September 12th, the reason for this season also is creation, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. So we have these two witnesses that this time of the year, from an ancient perspective or an ancient view, Hebraically, Judaically, is creation. So many reason on creation being at this time of the year. This time, this season of the year is what has been memorialized and commemorated as the time of creation. Time of creation, the creation of humanity by Elohim, by the Almighty Power. Now, there's the Mishnah, one of the studies, right? That interesting, the word Mishnah, the book of Deuteronomy, I think it's in chapter 17, where it says that, and when a king will reign, he will, according to HaTorah, will make a copy of the Torah, right, out of that which the Levites possess. And in chapter 17, here's where we get the name of Deuteronomy from, through the Greek, as Deuteronomos. Deuteronomos means a deutero, repetition of the nomos, of the law, Deuteronomos. And that is based on the Hebrew words found in chapter 17 of Deuteronomy, where it says that when the king shall reign according to HaTorah, he will make a copy, right, of the Torah out of that which the Levites have in their possession. And the Hebrew phrase is Mishneh HaTorah, Mishneh HaTorah. Now, Mishneh comes from the root word Shana, as we have with Hashana, Lashana, with Rosh Hashanah. And it also has the sense, as we mentioned, of repeating, a reduplication, and a repetition, right? So in a Mishnah, and now the next phrase of Mishnah is used like for a study, a type of a study, almost like going over it again. So Deuteronomy, in a sense, for the Israelites, was like a study of the Torah that was revealed in the earlier books by Moshe, such as Exodus and Leviticus. But in a Mishnah, right, the earlier part of the Talmud, the ancient teachings, right, it refers to Rosh Hashanah as the day of judgment, or the Yom HaDin. Yom Day Ha the Din is judgment, but judgment in the sense of execution of judgment. Because we have Shafat in the Hebrew, like Shofate, like Jehoshaphat in that sense, which is a kind of a weighing. Is that, that's judgment in the sense of a weighing. And the Deen is from the Don, and the Yadon is more of a striving or an execution of that which has been weighed. So in a modern sense, it would be like in a court sense, you will have, you know, the case that's tried, then you will have the judgment. Then after the judgment, you will have like the sentencing or the execution of the judgment. So according to that Mishnah, right, referring to Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Teruah, the day of trumpets, as the day of judgment, the Yom HaDin. Why? Because all creation, all the iration, all creation owes allegiance to the Creator, to the blameless Creator, and all creation owing that allegiance to the Creator, HaBore, Fetari, is accountable to Him. The name, the Hebrew, we say the word, the name, the attribute, so to speak, the name Elohim that's revealed in Bereshit, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim wa et ha-aretz. Elohim name revealed in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. It bespeaks of the almighty power Elohim as ha-bore, as the creator, and as ha-shofet, right? The shofet, the judge of the universe, the universal judge. The name Yod-Heh-Weh-Yahuwah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the name Jehovah within the translation of Yahuwah, on the other hand, it reveals Elohim, the almighty power's compassion, his compassion. It reveals him, Yahuwah, as Yahuwah Echad, Echad, as the one, Ahadu Amlak, as Echad, who intimately relates and has an intimate relation and relationship to humanity. And as the one, Ahad, Ahadu, as the one who breathes into us the neshama or the breath of life, according to Genesis Bereshit, Genesis chapter 2, verse 4. Now, in the Yehudi Judaic tribe and tradition, on Rosh HaShanah, we stand. Now, here's one of the main connections with the 51st Torah reading and feeding, Nitzabim. Nitzab means to stand. Nitzabim means one standing. Anachnu, Nitzabim, we who stand. We stand lifnei Elohim, before the creator, the blameless creator, as our personal creator and judge. Now, many of the messianic Yehudim, messianic Jews, they admit, they believe that the sound of Ha Shofar, the sound of the ram's horn on the Yom Teruah, the day of the blast, on Rosh Hashanah, is a symbol of the rapture, a symbol of what often is referred to in Christian circles as the rapture or the calling, like that calling of the followers of the Nazarene and the true Meshachim or Christians, right? The followers of HaMoshiach Yeshua. Now, as we already mentioned, even previously, but just to mention again before we ride up the Torah reading and feedings for day one, and stay tuned for the first day of the Sunday service for more on day two, and also getting into a little more details, right, concerning these readings, concerning the reason for the season, and in particular, concerning these 10 days. It's like when you're reading Revelation, right, the Chazon, of Yohanan, the revelation of John or the book of Revelation, you'll find where it has some very interesting phrases, such as ones being tried for 10 days. This directly from a Hebrew or a Judaic, a Yeshua perspective, because Yeshua said that many would worship that which they know not, but he said that we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Yehudim, is of the Judahites. So there's a particular perspective of the Yehudi, the Judahites, that is key to the proper interpretation and the proper understanding of what's called the Gospels, and by extension, the New Covenant and the text and the narrative that we have in the New Testament. Because when it says the 10 days of awe, many can, you know, wonder, well, 10 days, you know, what does that mean? And make up a lot of things. But it's clear from a Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth's perspective, what these 10 days are signifying. It's also like in other areas of the gospel, we talk about it could be the first trump and it'd be the trump of the archangel. You know what I mean? That there also is pointing directly to this template or this tabnit. In the Hebrew, say the tabnit, a template or a pattern, as when Moshe was assigned and commissioned to do what he did, he was told by Yahweh Eloheinu, our Elohim, he was told to take heed to the pattern, to the tavnit. So much of those prophetic areas that Christians will talk about, this is prophecy and the trumpet and the 10 days and elsewhere, must be understood correctly, right, from the Hebrew and the Torah and even the Yehudi, right, like Yeshua, perspective. But here we have the Torah readings for Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, a.k.a. also known as Rosh Hashanah, the head, the Rosh, the Ras of the year. The Torah reading for the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's about the birth of Yitzhak, about the birth of Isaac, Yitzhak, right? And the second, and the reading for the second day is on the Akedah, the Akedah. What's the Akedah? The Akedah? The Akedah means like the binding of Yitzhak. Often ones refer to, oh, the sacrifice of Isaac, the sacrifice. Well, actually, if you read, there really wasn't a sacrifice of Isaac, but that is what it was thought to be. And perhaps even Avinu Abraham might have thought so. But regardless if he thought so, as ones would say he did, he believed in the Elohim that is not the Elohim of the dead, but the Elohim of the resurrection. You know, when Yeshua says that Yahuwah is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living, and he speaks about how Abraham, you know, had this faith. From a Gentile, a Western reading of the scripture, you can believe that, but most can't really point to the text where Abraham had that faith. He had the faith, according to the view of Yeshua, that even if he did sacrifice his son Yitzhak, that Yahweh Eloheinu would resurrect him. That's there clearly in the Hebrew text of Bereshis. You know, but like I said, it's in the Hebrew text. But you can make it and discern it even in the English. The key area is when he tells those young men that accompanied him, he said that me and the lad, speaking of Yitzhak, we will go, right, and we will sacrifice and we will return. So this means that even Abraham, you know, he has this understanding that him and his son Yitzhak will go and will sacrifice. Notice he didn't tell them and say, oh, I'm going to go sacrifice this boy. You know, no, he says, me and the lad will go and we will return. And then we have Yitzhak asking the question, daddy, daddy, Abi, 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 you know, see, you know, the wood and see these things and those things that we got, you know what I mean? But where is the sacrifice? And what does his father, Abraham, say? He says that Elohim, Yahuwah Yireh, Jehovah Jireh. His response was basically Jehovah Jireh, right? In the Hebrew, Yahuwah Yireh, that Yahuwah will provide. He will provide a lamb for himself. And lo and behold, look, Abraham, the Melaach, the angel said, look, there was a ram caught in the thicket. Yes, this is after he had bound Yitzhak to that altar and had raised up the knife to, according to the scripture, slay his son. But the point we're making right here is that Abraham's faith was that Yahuwah is the God of the living and not the God of the dead. Check. Check.
And this is very important thing. Now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
The God of the Trinity. He identifies him as the God of these three, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. So in the second day reading, we have the Akedah, the binding of Yitzhak. Both of these, they foreshadow, right? Both of these readings here is like a foreshadow. Like they say that the Old Testament is like the shadow and the Brit Chadasha, is the actualization or the substance, right? They both foreshadow the great Seth Ha Elohim, the great Lamb of Elohim, Bega Egziavihir, the Lamb of the Sustainer. Now we have the Musaf. Musaf is an additional, like the additional service, in addition to the basic Torah reading, the additional service, the Musaf. The Musaf, additional service, it includes extra benedictions, good words, word sound, bena, good diction, that which is spoken, benedictions added to the normal Amidah, the normal standing prayer, the normal Amidah, emphasizing Ha'elohim, Ha'el, the Almighty's kingship, his sovereignty and his kingship, the remembrance of our days, the remembrance, teach us to number our days, that's what the scripts say, the remembrance of our days, and the call of the shofar, the call of the ram's horn to usher in the messianic kingdom, the messianic kingdom at the end of days, and particularly at the end of the times, even these times, the end days, the end times of the Gentiles. So right here, just a quick overview right there, day one and day two. Now we have a psalm right here. Right, and the psalm that we have, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, is Psalm 32. Just a brief ear, give ear, and hear.
Shalom again, shalom chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 32.
Mizmor lamed bet le David maskil.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. Is forgiven.
Ashre nesui pesha.
Whose sin is covered.
Kesui hataa.
Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. Iniquity.
Ashre Adam.
And in whose spirit there is no guile.
Lo yachshov Adonai lo avon.
When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy. All ye that are upright in heart, 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 upright in heart.
Now, very, very, very interesting right there, according to the royal order. A lot of connection in the themes in today's daily psalm, Psalm 32, and also the reason for the season. You know, the reason for the season, which is atonement and forgiveness. Right here. So here we're going to ride up with the Amidah. The Amidah, standing prayer right here. One of the standing prayers right here. And then get right into day one reading. And as we segue to the first day Sunday service for day two. So stay tuned. The Amidah, all rise and stand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God. Exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarch, and who in love brings the Redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to repeat holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return our Father to your Torah. Draw us near our King to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires penitence. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praying. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord our God, this year and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessings upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the year. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the year. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who life, righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beit HaMikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. Amen.
Adonai, Sifatai, Tifatach, Ufi, Yagid, Tehilateka, O Adonai, Safari, open thou my lips. Adonai, Sifatai, Tifatach, Ufi, Yagid, Tehilateka.
As long as of Jah is given,
Adonai Sifatai Tiftach Ufi Yagi Tehilateka. O Adonai Ara Safari, open thou my lips. Adonai Sifatai Tiftach Ufi Yagi Tehilateka. And my mouth shall declare thy praise, thy eyes, his eyes, his Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu, Elohe Avoteinu,
Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov, Ha'el, Ha'gadol, Ha'gibor, Weha, Nora, El, Elyon, Bomer, Hasidim, Tovim, Wekoneh, Ha'gol, Wezoker, Hasidei, Avot, Hua, Mebi, Goel, Livne, Nehem, Limaan, Shemo, Abi, Ahava. Blessed art thou, the I, Barukata, Donai. Blessed art thou, Donai, Jah, Rastafari, Barukata, Yahweh, Eloheinu. And the Elohim, my nine fathers, my nine patriarchs, Elohe, Abotenu. The Elohim of Abraham, Elohim Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, Elohim Yitzhak, and the Elohim of Yaakov, Elohim Yaakov, the great, mighty, and reverent El, Ha-El, Ha-Gadol, Ha-Gibor, Ha-Nora, El, Elohim, Gomel, Hasidim, Tovim, Konei, Ha-Kol, Zokir, Hasidea Avot, Uamnaibia, Gome, Goel, Livneya, Benaima, Limana Shmo, Be Ahava, the great, mighty, reverent air, the most high air, who bestows loving kindnesses and possesses all things, who remembers the pious deeds, the Hasidim deeds of the patriarchs, and in love will bring a redeemer to their children's children, for thy the eyes namesake, or may be Goel Livnea Ben Nahem Lima'an Shmo Be'ahava. Remember Aina to life, O King, Zachrein Lechayi Melech, who delightest in life, and inscribe Aina in the book of life, the Sefer HaChayim, for thine own sake, O living God, Le Ma'aneka Elohim Chayim, O King, Helper, Savior, and Shield, Melech, Ozer, Ua Moshiach, Ua Magen. Blessed art thou, the I, Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, the shield of Abraham. Baruch atah, Adonai, Magen, Abraham. Thou, the I, Adonai, art mighty for Iva. Thou, the I, quickeness the dead, givest life to the dead. Thou art mighty to save. Thou, the I, sustainest the living with loving kindness. Quickeness causes life to the dead with great mercy. Supportest the falling, healest the sick, loosest the bound, and keepest thy faith to them that sleep in the dust. Who is like to the I? Mi kamoka. Adonai, Adonai, mighty acts, and who remember, who resemblest the eye, O King. Mi yakamoka ba'ala geburota humi, dome laka meleka me meet u me haye u matza miyach. Yeshua, who is like to the eye, Lord of mighty acts, and who resemblest the eye, O King, who killest and quickenest and causest salvation to spring forth? Who is like to the eye, Mi kamoka Abba Harachamim, Father of mercy, who in mercy rememberest thy creatures to life. Yea, faithful heart the eye, quicken the dead. Blessed Baruch Atah Yahweh Mehaye Hameti. Blessed art the eye, Adonai, who quickenest the dead. Thou art holy, thou art Ayla, Ata Kadosh,
And thy name is holy, thy name is Isla, thy name is set apart with Shemekah Kadosh. And holy beings praise Isaiah, the I daily. Ketoshima b'kol yom, yeah, hallelujah, selah. Now, therefore, Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah, I and I Elohim, impose thine awe upon all thy works and thy dread upon all that thou hast created, that all works make fear, reverence, respect the eye, and all creatures prostrate themselves before the eye, that they may all form a single band to do thy will with a perfect heart, even as we know Yahuwah Eloheinu Jehovah Einai Elohim, true good, true God, that dominion is thine, strength is in thy hand, Yadeka b'yadeka, and might in thy right hand, and that thy name is to be feared, to be respected above all that thou hast created. Give glory, Yahweh Jehovah, to thy people. Amikah, praise Isaiah, to them that respect the eye, hope to them that seek the eye, and free speech to them that wait for the eye, joy to thy land, gladness to thy city, a flourishing horn to Dawid, to David, thy servant, and a clear shining light to the son of Jesse, thine anointed, speedily in I and I days. Then shall the just, the righteous also see, seen, and be glad, and the upright shall exalt, and the pious, the Hasidim, triumphantly rejoice, while iniquity shall close her mouth, and all wickedness, all wretchedness shall be wholly consumed by smoke. When thou makest the dominion of arrogance to pass away from the earth, and thou, Adonai, Adonai, shall reign, thou, the I alone, over all thy works, on Mount Zion, on Mount Zion, the dwelling place of thy glory, and in Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, thy island, set apart city, as it is written in thy holy words. Yahweh, Jehovah, shall reign for Iv, thy God, thy true good, and Lohayik, Zion, O Zion, to all generations. Hallelujah. Holy Kadosh Ata, holy Kadosh art the I, and dreaded is thy name, Kadosh Ata, with Nora Shemeka. And there is no Elohim, Wein Eloha. Mia bala adeka, beside the eye, as it is written, Kakatub. And Yahweh Sabaoth, Jehovah of hosts, is exalted in judgment with Ha'el HaKadosh, the Isla El, with Ha'el HaKadosh, is sanctified in righteousness. Barukata Yahweh Hameleka HaKadosh, blessed art thou, Jehovah, the Holy, the Isla King. Thou hast chosen us, I and I, from all peoples. Thou hast loved us, I and I, and taken I and I, and taken pleasure in I and I, and hast exalted I and I above all tongues. Thou hast sanctified, set I and I apart by thy commandments, and brought I and I near to thy service, O I and I King Malakenu, and has called I and I by thy great and holy and Isla name, with Shemekah HaGadola, Weha Kadosha Aleinu, Arata, 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 Arata.
in the liquor and done.
Thanks to Abba Father for that atonement that he has provided and I receive, and may the I and I be sealed for good sealing for a new Shana, B'Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua I HaMoshiach, I. Glory be the King, Kadamah HaSelassie. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law, and the following is said, Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Achad, Achad. The reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, he who be who he be, our Elohim, he who be who he be, Yahweh, is one. The reader in the congregation then say, Achad hu, Elheinu Gadol, Adoneinu Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni I. Holy Kadosh, Kadosh is his name, Kadosh, holy. And dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu layawa iti ua ne romema shemo yachdau. Magnify he who be we be with me. Gadlu layahua iti. And let us make I and I exalt his name together, together. Ua ne romema shemo. Yachadau, Yachadau, Yachadau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine, thine, Lika Yahuwah, thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahuwah, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as Arosh, as Aras, over all. Exalt ye, y'all, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who holy is he? Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy. Ki Kadosh, Yahuwah Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy and Ilah. Praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He hath created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with His desire and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect Him, and of all the Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock, everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written. Sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol ye, extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written. For they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver, I live, I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant us, grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, I liverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk, and the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. ascribe all of you greatness to Eloheinu, Ayinai Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here, the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he, who in his holiness, in his islandness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amo Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, of he who be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amo, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amo, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, Ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation, is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah, blessed art thou, O he who be, Notein ha'Torah, who givest the Torah, who giveth the Torah, law, 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 giveth the Torah, law,
ሚያይነ አየነው የሰማነነ አወቀነው የዳሰሰነነ አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነ ጌታ ኤልሮሂም
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh. Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim. Benutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh. Notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the blessed one. Blessed is Yahweh, the blessed one, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our almighty King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Yeah. deny the achievement of the light that shines to deny. Humble lion, and as a forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you not read up your Bible. Joy is in thy light, and I in thy be a testament of the light that shines through the night. Humble lion, and I see forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you not read up your Bible. And what me say, read up your Bible. And Jah-Jah people live like Jah-Jah disciples. And Jah-Jah people live like Jah-Jah disciples. And what me say, say read up your Bible, you can read your scripture. Say each and every day, gonna make a box a chapter. To the beginning of the wisdom is the fear of Jah-Jah. In the bottom, let's be gonna make with that to Lucifer. Now listen to the youth, man, sing about it on the micro center. We say no, no, wicked man, them could have ever enter. Say enough in the kingdom, fill me only father. They say enough, I am I where the righteous gather. Now me say, read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Say look in your scripture land and you will see. Gentlemen, there is a land where I and I can be free. Say in a Ethiopia, in a Zion city, with a Addis Ababa or a Mr. Shashamani. When I tell you about the land, say that was given unto me by His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Selassie. It's written in the book, it's a Zion destiny. A new Jerusalem may come to set up the way. A new garden you come to plant up the way. Now listen to the youth man sing my telling everybody this is truth. Roots, the unreality. So me say, read up your Bible, only if you read your scripture. Read up your Bible, only if you read that chapter. From Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. Say read up every word, cause every word is true. Say read up every word and apply the word to. Apply it in your life, say, and you would not get to. King Salafi in your life, and you will never feel true. Yes, Jesus Christ in your life, and you will surely get to. Jehovah, the power, the spirit and the word. Now listen to the young man, sing man with the delivery. If you read up your Bible, now to you don't live like Jah-Jah disciple. And when me say, who read up your Bible, who not to you don't live like Jah-Jah disciple. No matter this, and we no wicked, missing neither evil, no need with no corrupt, neither deceitful. We can you know, say them the people, them and a cha-cha people. Cha-cha people, say them are smiling people. Me say school-faced people, them and a crazy devil. You know, say I and I, your money will go on natural. To King Selassie, I is I and I credential. Cha-cha, I and I, than the general. Yes, King Selassie, I say you want to feel martial. And Jarrah some far right say even a partial. So when we come to know we tell in each and everyone on a better read up your Bible. And not to get on a better read up your Bible. And if your life's a like a Jah-Jah disciple. If your life's a like a Jah-Jah disciple. Jah-Jah.
Ve şinan tanrı vanika, ve tibar taban, ve şitta
baby take off, leg de kabadere. Of zag ik al hoe meegsta, hoe getapt aan mij als al je deken. We hajoen le tosta pot ben en negen. Hoe getapt aan al me zo zot, bij teken, hoe wist je aan mij.
Know of a surety that thou feed will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. And they shall enslave and oppress them for 400 years. In the fourth and in the last generation. Yes, you shall journey into captivity a second time in ships. Because you have rejected his instructions.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God. The Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important,
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. Nesana Tova Umetuka. Day one reading.
Shema Yisrael. Give ear, O Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Hear, give ear. First book of Moshe. First book of Moses, the Sefer Bereishis, called and known as Genesis, Genesis chapter 21, the birth of Yitzhak, the birth of Isaac, Kaf Aleph. Why Yahuwah Patad Eta Sarah Ka'asher Amar? Why Yahasi Yahuwah Le Sarah Ka'asher Diber? And Yahuwah Jehovah visited Sarah, as he had said. Why Yahuwah Patada Eta Sarah Ka'asher Amar? And Yahuwah Jehovah did to Sarah, as he had spoken. Why Yahasi Yahuwah Lisara Ka'asher Diber? Wa Tahara Wa Teled Sarah Le Abraham Ben Aliza Kunayo Ala Moeda Asher Diber Oto Elohim, for Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age. Wa Tahara Wa Teled Sarah Le Abraham Ben Aliza Kunayo. At the set time of which Elohim, the true good, the true God, had spoken to him. La mo'eda asher diber roto Elohim. Vayikra Avraham. Et shema beno ha nolada lau asher yaldaha lau Sarah Yitzchak. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born to him, whom Sarah bare to him, Yitzhak, Isaac. Why Yamal Abraham eta Yitzhak abeno bena shemonata yamima ka'asher siwa oto Elohim. And Abraham circumcised his son Yitzhak, Isaac, being 8 days old, as Elohim commanded him. With Abraham ben Ata Shana Bea Hiya Waleda Laua Eta Yitzhak Beno. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Yitzhak, Isaac, was born to him. Wa tomer Sarah Sehoka
Asah li Elohim kol ha-shomea Yitzhak li. And Sarah said, Elohim hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me, will laugh with I. Vatomer Mia Mialela Le Abraham Heya Nika Banima Sara Kia Yala Ditiya Bena Liza Kunayo. And she said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. Why Gedala Ha Yeleda Why Yigamala Why Ya Asa Abraham Mishete Gadola Be Yom Hiagamela Eta Yitzhaka, and the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Yitzhaka was weaned. The bondwoman and her son cast out. Compare, contrast Galatians chapter 4, verse 21 to verse 31, verse 9. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had born to Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said to Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Yitzhak. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And Elohim said to Abraham, let it be not be, make it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad, and because of that bondwoman, in all that Sarah hath said to thee, I hearken to her voice. For in Yitzhak, Isaac, shall thy seed, thy race, be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed, thy race. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread and a bottle of water, and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she departed, and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the Bakum, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat her down over against him, a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, make I not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. And Elohim heard the voice of the lad. And the Melaak Elohim, and the angel of Elohim, the Malaka Elohim called to Hagar out of Shemaim, out of heaven, and said to her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for Elohim hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. And Elohim opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And Elohim, the true God, was with the lad. And he grew and dwelt in the Midbar in the wilderness and became an archer. And he dwelt in the Midbar in the wilderness of Paran. And his mother took him a wife, an Isha, out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, out of the land of Egypt. Abraham at Beersheba, at Beersheba. Verse 22. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake with Abraham, saying, Elohim, the true good, the true God, is with thee, I, in all that thou doest. Now therefore swear to I here by Elohim, the true good, the true God, that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, with I, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done to thee, I, thou shalt do to me, to I, and to the land wherein thou, the I, hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech, because of a well of water, which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I wot not who have done this thing. I don't know who have done this thing. Neither didst thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it. But today, and Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech. And both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said to Abraham, what mean these 7 ewe female lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, for these 7 ewe lambs, 7 female lambs, shalt thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness to me, to I, that I have digged this well. Wherefore he called that place Beersheba, because there they swear, both of them. Thus, like this, they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up, and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines, And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name of Jehovah El Olam, the everlasting El, the everlasting true good true God, El Olam. Wayayita Eshel Beersheba Wayayikara Sham Shemi Yahuwah El Olam. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days. Thank you.
Key offering right here.
First
here,
book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers. Hear, hear, Shema, give ear. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, Numbers chapter 29. And in the seventh month, the seventh moon, on the first day of the month of the Chodesh, the moon, Iyar, shall have an holy Ila evocation called out assembly. Iyar shall do no servile work. It is a day of blowing the trumpets to you. And ye all shall offer an olai, burnt offering, for a sweet savor, Layahuah, to Jehovah, one young bullock, one ram, and several lambs of the first year without blemish, and their minkah, their meal offering, shall be of flour mingled with shemen, 3/10 deals for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram, and 1/10 deal for one lamb throughout the seven lambs, and 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering to make an atonement for you, besides the burnt offering of the month of the moon, the Chodesh, and his minkah, and the daily olah, burnt offering, holocaust offering, and his minkah, his meal offering, and their drink offerings, according to their manner, for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire, la yahoa, to Jehovah,
Father and Son.
Father and Son.
Father and
Son.
When I say more, you say fire. More.
Flash. Perfect. Blessed.
More fire. More fire. More fire. More fire. More fire.
Chapter 21. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived, and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old, when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, Who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, Let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle. And she cast the child under one of the shrubs, and she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, Let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad. And the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, What aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that thou doest. Now therefore, swear unto me here by God that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I wot not who hath done this thing. Neither didst thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it, but today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, What mean these 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, For these 7 ewe lambs shalt thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness unto me that I have digged this well. Wherefore he called that place Beersheba, because there they swear, both of them. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up, and Phicol the chief captain of his host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days, 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 many days.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Yes, I, brothers and sisters, and we come to that time when we give thanks for reaching the start of a new Hebraic cycle, and we give thanks with the Hebrew blessing. Yehi ratzon lefneka Adonai Eloheinu ve'Elohei Aboteinu shetech hadash eleinu shana tova u'metuka ve'Adoneinu Yeshua HaMoshiach Lekabod, Melke, Melakim, Kalamawi, Haile Selassie. Amen. May it be your will, Lord, our God, and the God of our fathers, that you renew for us a good and sweet year in our Lord, Yeshua, the Messiah. Glory be the King of Kings, Kalamawi, Haile Selassie, Haile Selassie the First. Amen. Yes, I, Rastafari. Lashana Tova. Shalom.
Tune for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah B'Debrehim Hane'amarim Ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai Habocher B'Torah U'Moshe Abdo ובישראל עמו, ובנביאי האמת והצדק. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verses 1 to chapter 2, verse 10. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim, Zophim, of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the Bain HaYeroham, the Bain HaElihu, the Bain HaTohu, the Bain HaZuf, and Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice the Yahweh of Baot, Muluku, and Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of Yahweh, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters, portions. But to Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but Yahweh had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because Yahweh had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of Yahweh, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah arose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of Yahweh, Buruku. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed to Yahweh and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Yahweh Zebaot,
If thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give to thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him to Yahweh all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before Yahweh, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart only, her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said to her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from me. And Hannah answered and said, no, my master, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunken neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before Yahweh. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hereto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the Elohim of Israel grant thee that petition that thou hast answered of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find favor in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before Yahweh, and returned and came to their house in Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and Yahweh remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have answered him of Yahweh. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to Yahweh the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said to her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before Yahweh, and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him, only Yahweh establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him to the house of Yahweh in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my master, as thou soul liveth, my master, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying to Yahweh. For this child I prayed, and Yahweh have given me my petition, which I answered of him. Therefore also I have lent him to Yahweh. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to Yahweh. And he worshipped Yahweh there. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. Verse 10. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in Yahweh. My horn is exalted in Yahweh. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as Yahweh, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our Elohim. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For Yahweh is an El of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumble are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased. So that the barren have borne seven, and she that have many children is waxed feeble. Yahweh killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. Yahweh maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are Yahweh's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of the saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of Yahweh shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them.
Yahweh Baruch Hu shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength to his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed. Sumi ikizi abeher. Amen. Kebole kwalu, kebole demsu, kebole hailu, kebole ketamawe hale selasi. Glory to whom word, sound, and power. Jah Rastafari.
O our Father, who art in Zion, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth, thine will be done on earth. Hallowed be thy name.
Zion, now them for speaking.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabaruch Shel Habarik HaHadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarik HaHadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Ah, Shalom and Rastafari. And now our reading for Matthew chapter 24, verse 29 through 36, in the pure language of the King of Kings first. Besama'av wa wo wa Memphis produce ahadu amlak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. Kizayat Swaratim Mekerra Behala with the Yahweh, Sahaya to Elimali, to Erik Amberhani Wani, Atisetim, Kewaki Bitim Kesamaya with the Kalu, Yesamayatim Halat Yana Witalu, Bezayan Gizem Yasulij, Melikit Besamaya Tayale, Bezayan Gizem Yamadir Wiganyot Hulu, Wai Yalalu, Yasulijinim, Behailena, Bebizu, Kabar Besamai. Gemna Simta Yayutale Mala Ikitunim Katalak Meleket Dimshi God Yelikach Wale Kesamayatim Daricha Isiki Darichawi Ke Aratu Nifsat Leorusu Yetim Ray Tutin Yesebi Sebalu Misali Winim Kebeles Temaru Chaafwa Sele Seles Kitelewam Siya Ketikuti Yan Gize Bega, India, Cherubi, Tawakalachihu, Indehu, Inant, Degimo, Yehin, Hulu, Setayu, Bedeji, India, Cherubi, Ewiko, Ewente, Elach, Halehu, Yehulu, Esekihon, the race, Yeh, Tuli, Ayalifem, Semaina, Medir, Yalifalu, Kaligini, Yal, Kal, Gini, Ayalifem, Selezayat, Kenina, Selezayat, Saat, Gene, Kaabate, Bicha, Bekor, Yesemai, Malaikitim, Behonu, Lejim, Behon, Yemiya, Wiki, Yelim. Amen. And now, our reading for Matthew chapter 24, verse 29 through 36 in the English. Immediately,
After the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, the Shemaim, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in the Shemaim, and then shall the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of the heaven with power and great glory, and he shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the Shemaim to the other, from one end of the heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree, when its branch is yet tender and put forth leaves, yet know that summer is near. So likewise, you, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Truly I say to you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth, Shemaim and Aretz, shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of the Shemaim, but my Father only. Amen. Amen.
Yes, 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 Hoshana Tova, Matuka, right there, Ras Baruch on the reed, and Haftorah reed, Ras Sahasalas, Ras Sahir, yes, I, Sahar, Sahar, Sleeker, Sleeker, that reed was a fire right there. Just want to hail up the brothers and the sisters right here, but we also have the Luke's reading, Sahar Ahai, give thanks, our brother. Yes, I, Rastafari, Ras Baruch, right there, and hear the Luke's reading.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Rastafari. And now our reading for Luke chapter 1, verse 39 through 55 in the English. Verse 39. And Mary arose in those days and went to the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mariam, of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Memphis Kedush, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh. And she spake out loud with the voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And when is this to me that the mother of my Lord Adonai should come to me? For lo, look, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that, amen, that believes. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul does magnify the Adonai, my Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in my Elohim, my Savior. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from here forth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty has done me great things, and holy, Kedush is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has hope in his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, Abraham, and to his seed forever. Amen. Amen.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shalom and Rastafari. And now our reading for Luke chapter 1, verse 39 through 55, in the pure language of the King of Kings. First, Besama'ab, Wewol, Wemensis, Kadush, Ahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 1, verse 39 through 55. Mariamim Vizeya Virati Tanisita Wede Tarara Mawe Agar Wede Yehuda Ketama Fetana Witat Wede Zechariah Sim Bait Gibita El Sebatinit Tasalem Chat El Sebatim Yamariamin Salamta Besamat Gize Jinisu Bematjahaniwa Wishizelele Be El Sebatim Memphis Kadush Mola Bait Betalak Gimshim Choiha India Alechi Anchi Ketatos Mekakale Yetabari Kish Neshi Yamajahani Shimfilre Yetabari Kenu Yagiataya Inat Wede Ainis Simita Zenede Indit Yehonilin Yah Ineho, ye salam tashi, dimshi, bejoroye, bemita, gize, jenisu, bemachahane, bedesita, zelo alina, kegieta, yetenegarela, al, ye fete malena, yamanete, bete iti nati. Mariamim indi alechi, nefes gietane, taki berewalech, minfisim, be amlaki mehanite, Hasset Tador Galit, Yabari Yayitun, Wordet, Temeleketo Alina, Inehom, Kazare Jimro Tulit Hulu, Bitsi Iti, Lunyale, Borsu Yehone, Enorsu, Be Aine Talaki, Sera Adorhu Alina, Simum Kadus Nu. Meharetum lemiferu iseke tolidena tolid yonorale de kinedu haile adorhu ale te ebitin yochine bele bachu asabe bitino ale gize wochine kezufa nachu awordo ale te hutanene kefi adorhu ale yete rabutin bebe hunegor ati gibo ale Bale te huchinim, bardo achuin, sedo achuale, le abato chachine indi tenagere, le abrahamina lezeru lezela le mihiretu te, e yale we soda elin, bela tenawine, reide to ale. Amen.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Yemesken. Jesus Christo, 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 Jesus Christo.
Here, fulfilling the reed, give thanks to the Chabarim. Ras Baruchu right there, before that, Ras Sahar Ahad. Also, give thanks, Ras Ayas and Tafari, coming forward with the day two at the top of the aisle for the Sunday service. Now, we touch briefly on Psalm 32, which whose theme, the theme of Psalm 32, it matches the reason for the season, and in Psalm 32, the previous light. Here, we'd like to just touch on a little bit more before we head up into the first day service for day two. It's Psalm 32. The meaning and the theme of it reflects this season, the day of the trumpets, the 10 days before the Yom HaKippurim, that day of judgment here in the season. Psalm 32. Yes, sir.
Psalm 32.
Mishmor lamedbet le David Maskir.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven.
Ashre nesui pesha. Pesha.
Whose sin is covered.
Kesui hata'a.
Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. Iniquity.
Ashre Adam.
And in whose spirit there is no guile.
Lo yachshov Adonai lo avon.
When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. Moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto thee. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse, or as the mule which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle as they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous. Shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart, 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 upright in
Yes, Royal Order Psalm, Psalm 32, right there, there for day one. And here's the time that we have right here before we write up the first day service for day two. We have a reasonment, New Testament reasonment connected with today's daily psalm, Romans chapter 4, verses 4 to 8. Justification by the true faith right here. Yeah, it's great.
We print documents, Lion of Judah, the College Press, the printing. A couple of highlights and notes right here. We have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 32. A couple of highlights and notes right here. We have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 32. Happiness is seen the happiness of the forgiven. The happiness of the forgiven, or the blessedness. Often in translations we have the blessedness of the forgiven. Today's daily psalm. Now, as we have touched on before, we have this wonderful reprint document, Lion of Judah, the College Press, the printing. We have the books and archives available. This one here, the New Testament quotations collated with Hebrew Old Testament scriptures by one named Henry Gough. G-O-U-G-H, and we have reprinted this right here in this particular document right here, New Testament quotations
line collated with the scriptures of the Old Testament, or the Brit Chadash, the Renewed Covenant, collated with the Brit Shana, in the original Hebrew and the version of the LXX, or the Septuagint, the Koine Greek, and with the other writings, apocryphal, Talmudic, and classical, cited or alleged to be so, and has some excellent notes as well as an index here. Now, this is one of these older books, right? More classic books and works right here, just looking through this and seeing if we have a date or a time, just to share a date or a time when this was printed and published. This was originally a private print, but then the Isla Iris had to share this with the fam, original Hebrew and version of the LXX, other writings, 1855. Here we go, 1855. So New Testament quotations, because many ones and ones say, well, they like the New Testament, right? But they can't really deal with the Old Testament. And it's interesting because the majority of what we have within the Brit Chadasha, or the New Testament, the Hadis Kidan, Mitzahis, the books of the New Testament, are in reference to the Brit Yeshana. We especially notice that within the Psalms, even the daily Psalms. So often in going through, you know, the studies of the Psalm, as Psalm 1 says, and Psalm 1 has a very important key with today's daily Psalm, Mizmor Lamed Beit, Lamed Beit, the 32nd Psalm, the happiness of the forgiven. Right. What does it have in common is the opening word sound, ashrei, ashrei, right? Or happy, happiness, ashrei, ashrei, nesuia pesha, kesuia chita'a, happy, ashrei, adam, lo, yachishov, yawa, lawa, ha'on, ha'on, blessed. This is how the KJV often translates, blessed. Then we have italicized, is he whose, outside of vitalization, transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered, blessed, or ashrei, happiness, the man, Adam, ashrei, Adam, happy, Adam, Adam is happy, happy is the man to whom Yahweh, Jehovah, imputeth, or imputeth not, does not input iniquity. Very, very interesting, this psalm as we have it. But the key word here, the Ashrei, first psalm, Ashrei Ha'ish, often translates, blessed is the man. Now, there's two different senses in the translation of blessed. There's blessed, the Baruch, blessed, even within the Torah portioned in this season, and Ki Tavo, the Baruch, right, blessed is the man. And that's a different blessed sense than the Ashrei. Ashrei is happy. We said before, one can be blessed. The idea of blessed from the Barek, Bareke, both to bend the knee, but also to multiply, Barekete, to multiply, right, to increase. Right? So one may be blessed, but is one Ashrei, is one happy. Now, the Ge'ez provides us a very important key. We have the Bitsu'an, right, Bitsu'an for Ashrei in the first instance, and the Bitsu'it. Bitsu'it. And this comes from the sense of one who is devoted, I voted or vowed. So the same word sense, Ashrei, is used in the Brit Chadasha, the New Testament scriptures, where Ha'adon, Yeshua, where Robeinu, Raboni, Robeinu, Yeshua, where he says the Beatitudes. He declares the Constitution. You see, the Constitution for the kingdom, for the heavenly kingdom, or the kingdom of the heavens, declaring that Constitution, blesses the man, or happiness. So the sense, the context is not the Baruch context of bless in that sense, but it's this sense of the Ashrei, as we have in the first verse. So update this, Chabarim, go look into it for the item itself so you can know this for yourself, that the first psalm, Ashrei Ha'ish, that's what gives us the context and the key right here. But now, in looking through this particular psalm and the connection with the Brit Chadasha, we have Romans chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. So this sense of a happiness is one who is vowed and keeps their word, right? Keeps that word that proceedeth from and through their lips, from their heart, heartically, one who is vowed in the Ethiopic sense of the Bitsu'an. So in looking up that word, we find that, and also the priests are often titled, you know, in the bishops and in the church, right, so it's the Ethiopic and the Orthodox churches, bishops are given this title, like, you know, the blessed, you know, his excellency, and the term often in the language is the bitsu'e, right, the bitsu'e, right, which is the same word in the Ge'ez, or Rit, or Torah, for the Nazir, the Nazir sense, or the one who vows. So the basic principle is that sense of vowing, of one giving their word, the plighted word, word, sound, power. One's word is their bond. So the happiness, so the connection with word is interesting here, as we are in Devarim, the words, Eile HaDevarim, first words of Deuteronomy, these, Eile HaDevarim, these are the words. Also, that word Devarim refers to the 10 words, Asaret HaDevarim, the 10 words often interpreted or called the 10 commandments. Literally, it's one command with 10 articles. Thus, Yaakov or James, the first bishop of the church at Yerushalayim, write an exact in the epistle of James, of Yaakov. But he said, if you break one, you break them all, because it's one, we can say it's one command revealing the pure will. This is why Gormawi Nagus Neges, of all that he could have said, his advice, not just to young people, yes, but to all, is to fulfill the Asaret HaDebarim, the 10 words, Debarim, in the beginning, was the word. Very, very important right here when we look at this psalm that we have here in Romans chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, where it says, even as David, also described the blessedness of the man to whom Elohim, the true good, the true God, imputeth righteousness without works. Lemor saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins, ukeries, are covered. Bless Ashrei Adam. Bless Adam, the man to whom Jehovah will not impute or input chatiyat, input ukeri, sin, forfeiture, lack. Then we have the next verse, which says, "V'ein b'ruho remia," and in whose spirit, b'ruho, in whose spirit, "V'ein," no, there is no, "V'ein b'ruho remia," there is no guile. Remember in John's Gospel, and here we have entered in this new Ethiopian Kingdom of God, new year, 2012 year, it's the year of Johannes, Kedus Johannes, one Galawi, of John the Evangelist, the good news proclaimer. And in his Gospel, the Gospel according to Kedus Johannes, chapter 1, verse 47, he said, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, right, in whom is no guile." Now this is Johannes quoting, right, and giving his witness of the words of Ha'adon, Ha'adawan, Yeshua, of Geta Yesus, right, speaking to Andreas, Andrew, right, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile, we'ein b'rucho remia." So we have these two verses here that point and link to today's daily psalm, to Psalm 32, Romans chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, and John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 47. So what's the significance of this, especially here in this particular season? As we look at this, as this psalm applies to the fall festival season, right? How it's even linked with that finding of the true cross or meskel, right? How it's also linked with the yom, the day of HaKippurim, of the atonement. It's not just Yom Kippur, as many Jews say, but the scriptures, Torah, remind us not just Kippur, it's HaKippurim, the day of the atonement, the at-one-ments, at-one-man's tau, tav, one man's T, the marking the spot, the X, the T, the tav, at one man's cross, at one man's mark. So right here in today's daily psalm, the Asherah, connected with happiness, Hebraically speaking. This word in the G'ez is connected with the B'tzu'an and the B'tzu'e, right? From the G'ez root sense of the vowed one, one who has a vow, right? The vow, the words of I and thy mouth, the meditation of I and thy heart, may they be humbly acceptable in the eyesight, oh, I and thy strength, I and thy redeemer. Today's daily psalm and also more in Romans chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. Speaking on justification. See, this word justification and righteousness, in a legal sense, we say ratification. The ones might not understand, and maybe ones do, that sense of a law being ratified, but justification, righteousness being justified, right? Like almost being acquitted, right? In that sense, being vindicated. But justification by faith illustrated in the epistle to Rome Sowoch, right? The epistle to the Romans. We have that as the first theme, touching on this section where we have this quote, even here, justifying faith defined. In other words, the emunah, that subjective faith, focus on the objective of faith being a justifying, a faith that makes one's right, right? The faith, emuna, imnet, amine, to admit, even in the Koine Greek, we have pistis, right? What one think or admit as being true or the truth. See, that's the key right there with even the sense that we have here within both the psalm and as Hawaria Paulos, the Apostle Paul, Rav Shaul, brings it out for us here in the Epistle to the Romans. But to him that worketh not, but you have this word believeth or believeth or ameneth, credit. Even from the Greek correspondent pistis brings out the sense of credit, to credit something, to admit that it's true or truthful, or to think of it as being true or truthful. So what is your eiritical credit rating? And this is a time to build up Einai credit rating. Right, or Einai faith, the emuna, the imnet, the admittance, the yea and the amen on him that justifieth, that maketh right, the ungodly, the not jar-like, or the ungodly. His faith, his admittance, what he admits as being true, his truth, his trust, his faith, is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man to whom Elohim imputeth righteousness without works. Now we have to get a sense on what is being spoken of here. One might hear about works, and then when one say, well, do your works, one might get confused. It's the works of the law, right? Like the various different sacrifices for chatiyat, for ukkari, and other things, the debtors, the goats, but as a type, iritically, spiritually, is where we are looking at the spot, because the X finding of the true cross marks the spot, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven. That's interesting, whose lawlessness, that iniquity is the lawlessness, pesha, nisui, to lift up. The sense in the Hebrew to forgive in today's psalm is the lifting up, because chatiyat and the pesha'a and lawlessness and transgression, it's a heavy, heavy, heavy load. It's a burden to the soul, to the nefesh, to the psyche in mind. So when it says right here that ashrei, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose lawlessness, transgression is lifted up, the burden of lawlessness, it's a heavy, heavy load, the guilt and the guiltiness that rests upon consciousness, and whose sins are covered, whose sins kasui chita'a, whose akaris, right, are covered, so that the judge, when he sees, right, he does not see that they have been covered over, right? That's the sense even right there of the Yom HaKippurim, but in the fullness of the finding, in the innermost of the innocence, the true meskel, the true cross, the X that marks the spot. Blessed is the man to whom Jehovah Adonai will not input chatiyat. See, because in putting that chatiyat, that right there, it'll mess up your credit rating. But really, it's based on if you have a messed up credit rating, a lack of yea and amen in the truth concerning he who be who he be, that there can and does adversely affect, right, whether or not, right, this word is a rhema word. You have to find that spot. And what did David reveal in today's daily psalm? The steps, right, the steps of that return, the steps of repentance. So this is an excellent psalm right here in the prepping, preparing, getting Einai eiritical credit rating, right, straight, so we can enter in the gate. It won't be incredible, right, but very, very credible. See, incredible have no credit, have no faith, no yea and amen, but having the yea and amen and building it up, even here in the season with 11 or so days still to go in the season to the Maskal and also the Rosh Hashanah. Yes, I, Rastafari, Hasaket, Ushma, Yisrael. Keep silent and hear, O Yisrael. For the sages, they link the idea of becoming a nation with the study of HaTorah. Hasaket, Ushma, Yisrael. Keep silent and hear, O Israel, implying that Torah, John's direction, instruction, the da'at, the data, the gnosis, the knowledge with Ainai identity, of who we be, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, chosen nation, chosen people, chosen people, chosen people, chosen people.
You lift up, you lift up that burden, lift up that guiltiness that may rest on the conscience. So here we're going to ride up with first day service, the look-o of this right here. Rhema tune.
Obi fam, know what I mean? With the Marley's kid. Pushing into 600, never hardest kid. Leg of the town, Mr. TCBO. My man, Julian, the name is, you know how these things flow. Keeping drama for the D-A-double-D-O. Yo, yo.
Guiltiness. Rest on their conscience.
Oh,
Madara.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
Yeah, Qudus Paulus, yalo, tasafatakal aydilim.
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Like mountains on a boat, Jerusalem.
Lashana Tova Umatuka for a good and a sweet new year right here. Shavua Tov, stay tuned. Less than 5 minutes, gonna rewind and come forward with day two here of the Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah. Lashana Tova Umatuka. Yes, I Chaverim. Tune in. Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube's backup channel, Rastafari Groundation, or call in. Yes, I. Shalom, Chaverim.